AP Radio News.
I'm Rita Foley. We're waiting for Supreme Court decisions expected any day now on several important issues, including gay marriage. In the case before the court, the justices could decide to allow same-sex marriages nationwide. And Lee Cheney in Mason, Michigan says if and when that decision comes, she and her partner will go right over to the local courthouse to get married.
We'll be at the courthouse first thing in the morning, or first thing in the afternoon, or first thing in the evening. Whatever time of day Barb's going to open up her doors, we will be at the courthouse.
Barb Byram is the local clerk of the courthouse there. The Dannemora, New York prison guard arrested yesterday is going to court today, accused of giving two inmates a screwdriver and needle-nose pliers before they busted out. But Gene Palmer's attorney says he didn't know they were planning to escape.
He did not have any knowledge. The district attorney's gone on record by saying he had no knowledge that they were planning on escaping. He passed a polygraph test, and the district attorney also made mention of that yesterday, that he passed the polygraph test. He had no knowledge that these two individuals were going to attempt an escape.
Another prison worker, Joyce Mitchell, is also under arrest. The DA says she told investigators she smuggled tools to the inmates in frozen hamburger meat. No word yet on the condition of a military pilot flying an F-16 that went down last night in Arizona. The pilot was flying a routine mission with the 162nd Wing Arizona Air National Guard. No word yet on why the jet crashed. The first of nine funerals for the black church members shot dead last week in Charleston, South Carolina, begin today. Tomorrow, President Obama will give the eulogy at the funeral for church pastor and state senator Clemente Pinckney, who was among the victims. This is AP Radio News. After announcing that he's running for president last night, Republican Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal took direct aim at Hillary Clinton.
It's time we stop trying to divide ourselves against each other. Hillary Clinton is always trying to divide us by ethnicity, by gender, by economic status. I don't know about you, but for me, I'm sick and tired of people dividing Americans.
But he also blasted fellow Republican Jeb Bush, accusing him of wanting Republicans to hide their conservative ideas, as he put it. Evacuations are underway today as a huge forest fire about 90 miles east of Los Angeles stretches eastward into the desert. This fire has been burning for more than a week, and it's showing new life as the winds shift. The tiny communities of Burns Canyon and Rim Rock are now under evacuation orders from authorities. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.